Wherever he is, well, I know where he is. He's in Mexico. Anyway, what? Saludos hasta Tepoztlán, México. Yes, CSF, Campus Community Radio Station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/radio-Alicia. Excuse me. So
you're excused.
Thank you. So yeah, we're still here with the talented Shelby.
Oh, is that what we're saying now?
Yes.
We're magnificent.
As of today, you are extremely talented.
That's something, probably.
Yes. So yeah, let us just tell you what we listen to. So dedicated to Sir Maudlin, we listen to the Heimatdamisch. How do you pronounce that?
Heimatdamisch.
There, you know, Heimatdamisch.
Wow.
You remind me of Rammstein. So much. So hi.
Thank God, maybe
Heimatdamisch. Yeah, there you go. So
Heimatdamisch.
Oh, Heimatdamisch. Okay, well, we'll listen to Heimatdamisch Heimatdamisch.
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 That was really good.
Thank you. Danke schön. With Highway to Hell, dedicated to our Aussie friend. Aussie, oi, oi, oi. Before that, we listened to René Gust with Audrey Funk, sorry, and Rebecca Lane with Diosa. Before that, we listened to Señales featuring LeFly and also... what's his name? No, I mean not.
Ruskaja.
Bad spot. Yeah, Ruskaja is the band, but the singer from Panteón Rococó is... Oh, anyway, I'm going to get in trouble. Anyway, so that was Ruskaja, and then we started the set with Arcana Collective with the song Manhattan Project.
That playlist was a wild ride.
Yeah, it was around the world in... 14 minutes.
14 minutes.
Maybe 18. Yes. So that's good. Yes, that's what we do. Well, that's what El Doctor Misterio does here at Radio Alicia. Let's be honest.
In that 14 minutes, we managed to snag at least one more listener.
Exactly.
Tanya of Mink Valley, who I hope that we can play some of.
Yes. Yeah.
Music.
Let's. We should thank our listeners tonight again, please. So Tanya from.
Mink Valley,
thank you. Thank you,
like
Tanya.
Vancouver, I don't know.
Ryan, Nick, and also Melody from CJSF.
Oh, that's your co-show. She also has a show, is what I'm trying to say. Is that correct?
Yes, co-programmer Saturdays, every second Saturday at 7. You can listen to her show. Yes, thanks to everybody that's listening, and... yeah, so that was the songs, and then, yeah, we were talking about the talented, yeah, Miss Shelby. So
we don't have to talk about me; we can talk about you.
Okay, I would love that.
Okay, I'll ask you some questions.
But I do that every show, but that's okay. I hope people don't get bored. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's.
Oh yeah, we were going to ask something personal. So okay, you go first.
About you?
Yes.
Oh yeah, what was it?
Okay, I'll start.
Can we rewind?
I'll start. I'll remind you right now. So, do you happen to share the day of your birth with somebody else that maybe that might or might not be known by a lot of people?
I think we all have a celebrity with whom we share a birthday. Oh, that was awful. Radio faux pas. I share a birthday with Angus Young of AC/DC. And also with actors Ewan McGregor and Christopher Walken.
Wow.
What a trio.
I'm completely envious. I do not want to say who I share my birthday with because...
What day is your birthday?
May 18th.
Oh.
What day is yours?
March 31st. It's coming.
There you go. Yeah, mine is coming too. Isn't that like an awesome coincidence?
It's always coming. But mine is this month. I'm in my birth month.
Happy birthday to Shelby. If you want to make a donation to her birthday fund, we're going to start a GoFundMe right now. We'll tell you the details in a few minutes.
My birthday fund.
Well, you only get
I gotta start. We should be planning my birthday party here. That's what we really could be doing.
And we will take any donations of whatever kind. Like, doesn't matter. You know, I'm sure we're gonna need them for the party, whatever it is. Even if they are, you know, a snowboard or skis, or they will be required at some point for the party.
Can someone
right?
donate skis to my birthday party?
Yes, or at least, you know, lend them for a couple of months, you know, like until the season is over. Like,
so I would love to do karaoke for my birthday. Well, I just want to do karaoke all the time, forever.
Yes, but especially.
Yeah, but maybe for my birthday. So what song, I need to know what song you would sing at my birthday karaoke.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna put a stop to this right now on air, because if it's a song for your birthday, it's going to be a surprise, my dear.
Oh, I love surprises.
So I cannot,
but also tell
unfortunately,
me.
I cannot tell you. And I forget about I cannot tell you. I will not tell you.
What?
I will sing it for you.
Okay, sing it right now.
Live and in Technicolor on your birthday party, but not. Nope. Surprise, surprise.
Nope. Everyone else who's listening that may or may not be at that birthday party, start thinking about this, because in lieu of gifts, please bring a performance.
Please bring a 12-pack. Maybe
fun.
an 18-pack. Or a fine tequila. Or a fine...
This sounds like your birthday. what you're really at.
I thought you were going to say, that sounds like every party you go to.
Yeah.
You always bring us an 18-pack and a bottle of tequila, so... Oh, and my famous tuna dip. Let's not forget that.
Which we are eating right now.
Haha, in your faces, Nick and Ryan.
Holy Hannah, it's good.
What can I tell you? It is very good. Not good, it's very good.
Very good.
Very.
I'm sipping on my fake beer.
Yes. We should advertise them, because that's good.
Well, it's no iota, but...
No, it's what is mommy, noni, what is it?
Noni? Noni? Noni?
Yeah, noni...
This writing is kind of hard to decipher, isn't it?
Yes, even if you're sober, it's hard to decipher the end.
Noni.
There you go. Noni beer. Apparently, they also have a tropical juice beer. This is a pale ale that Shelby's enjoying.
It's got some fun lightning bolts.
0.5% alcohol.
Pew, pew.
Yes, and it's actually very tasty for a pale ale. It's very tasty. So,
I think for a non-alcoholic beer, it's very tasty.
Yes. It's,
More so than the pale ale.
I think when you describe a non-alcoholic beer, you don't have to say very. You can just say tasty, and that's it.
If it tastes not terrible. If it's at all not terrible.
If it tastes like something, then it's a great achievement. That's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. So,
way to go, Noni.
So, Noni does the trick. Okay, so, yeah.
That was a good commercial voice you just did. Noni does the trick.
Thank you.
Ting.
Exactly. They'll need your smile with my voiceover. No need.
You have a really good voiceover.
Does the trick. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons you were invited to the show, because
to shower you with compliments.
Absolutely.
Well,
yes.
I'm giving you one.
In lieu of donations, you know, I'll take this. You know, make my ego grow.
What if
like,
I do a
substantially
karaoke performance for you?
Algorithmically, sure. Yes, we can do that. Why not?
Can we just turn the rest of this show into karaoke?
We can do it, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're the guest, so you can turn it into whatever you want. This is your show today. Why not?
No one will ever listen to your show again.
Well, let me tell you, tonight is going to be like, ratings are going to be through the roof.
Well, we have
I mean, 4 listeners already?
Yeah.
That's like, I think that's a record of 2020 decade, yes. Altogether.
Wow.
I know.
Your listenership is
And it's
just
all
like
because of you.
Quadrupled.
Well, no, like, yeah, 4,000% increase in my listener base, yes.
What's 4,000% of zero?
Well, I mean, I listen to the podcast when it's done, so I guess maybe one, even if it's delayed. All right. So, okay, I won't put you on the spot today, right now, because I know you need to gather your things about the upcoming event on Wednesday, but
yeah, get it ready.
That will be for the next segment. But
it's ready to go
for now. Yeah, I'm ashamed to. Well, not ashamed, but I'm, you know, the only person. I mean, I need to research more, but the only person that shares my birthday was John Paul II.
Oh, the Pope.
So, but
PJP.
That's not, you know, like, that's not a good. I mean, respect to people who think it is, but I mean, I don't think it is.
I mean, I don't think he'd be very fun at a party. Mm. I didn't know the guy personally.
He was Polish, so he should know how to party. But, you know, I don't know if a business, you know, policies.
Didn't Pope Francis used to be a bouncer before he joined the clergy?
I haven't read that far into the biography, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he used to be a bouncer.
He wasn't that tall.
That guy could get down.
Well, I guess...
Maybe that's how...
You don't need to be tall.
You just got to be thick.
Strong. Yes.
I like the narrative in my mind of a young Pope Francis being just like... Total meathead. Yeah.
Yes.
Ripping it up in Argentina?
Open India. No,
Chile?
He's Polish.
Francis?
No. Oh, Francis. Yeah. Okay, yes. No, yes. Francis is. Yeah, I was still thinking about John Paul II.
We moved on. New Pope, new time.
Sorry, I get confused
with
two the
popes.
Times.
Remember, two popes behind
remember
now.
Minglish no good.
Yeah, but you have a Catholic background, unlike me. I think you're a bunch of heathens.
Yes. And I'm worse. I have Catholic and Protestant backgrounds.
Wow.
I double dipped into the religion.
Did that cause some drama in your line of ancestry? Did somebody get disowned?
No, it was just like father and mother, so like before that nobody knew each other, so.
Oh no, but it wasn't like, oh, how dare you bring home a Catholic, you dirty slut.
No. No. It's, yeah, I mean, if you want to go that deep, my grandmother passed away before my dad married, so.
Okay, so anything that might have been an issue there.
There was nobody, exactly. There was nobody to
get shared
to my mom. About, yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
Yes, so, but I don't know, but you never know.
Yeah.
I don't know what would have happened, but anyway. Yes.
Well, that's a fun fact about you.
Yes, it's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we lost our four listeners right now just by talking about my...
Maybe they like it. I don't know. Maybe they want to hear about your family's religious inclinations.
So that people know that Dr. Mysterio is human. I know I sound like an ethereal being on radio, but I'm a human being.
A human being.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I'm a human being just like you and me.
This... Tuna dip is so good. Everyone needs to know how freaking delicious this tuna dip that El Doctor Mysterio makes.
Thank you.
And brings to all of our fun parties.
All event gatherings, first communions, baptizes, baptism.
It's good to have a trick up your sleeve, you know, a party dip trick. A dip trick.
Dip trick, yes.
That can be an insult.
Always.
You see that? Wait, can we swear?
Of course you can.
Well, now I don't want
to. Can you fucking swear?
Oh, my God.
Oh, now you're shy?
Well, now you're making it weird and aggressive.
Okay, excuse me. Do you want to bloody swear?
Well, I just need to know in case it slips out.
It's all good.
Some of my comedy involves swearing. My comedy stylings.
My comedy style is deep. It's all good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go and listen to some more music because I need to take you around the world again. So, let's do that here at Radio Alicia.
My desire and ambition. There's a hunger still unsatisfied. We'll be right back.
народ, на который я иду, там уже будет моя девушка, девушка-блондинка, которую я люблю. Мы вместе будем ездить на кораблю.
Le vent. glove on if you're gonna touch that. Hold on to your hat, get down, Reverend Lovebone Clancy.